It's time for our Voice of the Valley, and my guest today is Valley City Commissioner Ross Paul. Thanks for joining us today, Ross.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thank you.
Ross has an announcement to make, and of course, this is an election year. We've got the primary and general election for the city coming up in June, and of course, the general election in November, but the one in June affects the city commission seats that are up for grabs, and you've got an announcement to make. I'll let you take it away.
All right. Well, I just first of all wanted to thank everybody in Valley City for voting for me for commissioner this last go around. I've really enjoyed the experience, and today I'm here to just express that I will not be running for city commissioner in June.
Mm-hmm.
And so basically the decision to do this was twofold. Right now with my family, I have three children and a very busy career and other family obligations. Mm-hmm. And it's just a lot on my plate. And how that really affects the citizens and the community is what I've missed out on is probably some of the events going to Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck to further educate myself on the city politics. So I do feel that I'm missing out on that education, which is crucial to making decisions.
So you'd like to devote more time. You feel that if you could devote more time, maybe somewhere down the line, you'd revisit this. But right now, you're going to not seek re-election on the city commission.
Yeah, that's precisely right. When I do something, I like to do it, you know, full steam ahead and do it right. And at this time, with all my obligations, I just feel I'm not able to give it that extra go. When it comes to making the decisions I've made over the past years, I've educated myself very well and done that due diligence. So I'm very confident in the work I've provided for the city. And just as important, I really enjoy it.
You already serve on another board, the Valley City Park Board, and you'll seek re-election for that in June?
Yes, I will. You know, I started in city politics at the Park Board, and I thoroughly enjoy that. And just to kind of answer why I would do that, not city commission, mm-hmm. is essentially it's the time thing again. It's less demanding. And because of my years of service, I do have quite a bit of knowledge that I've gained just from doing and then examples on the Park Board of who's been there in the past to kind of lead the way.
Okay. Well, I'm going to give you a chance to squash any rumors. This community kind of likes rumors when it comes to people resigning or not seeking re-election. I'm going to give you a chance to answer the question. Were you bullied in any way, shape, or form by anybody to not seek re-election?
Absolutely not. I'm very proud that this is my own decision. It's been a very enjoyable and educational time on the city commission. So, nope, there are no outside influences. It's primarily a family decision and also the decision that I wanted to provide a larger ability to bring to the plate by other forms of education that I'm not able to attend.
What are some of the things that you liked about serving on the city commission? What was some of your, I guess, pet projects that you liked pursuing?
Yeah, I guess what I liked was representing different opinions of people. You know, if we were deciding on something very important, representing people was one thing. Or if you had a real good reason for, streetscapes would be the primary mm-hmm. example that consumed a lot of time. But what I liked about it was gaining knowledge and understanding why we did it,
mm-hmm.
And per se defending why we did it. And, you know, a lot of people don't see everything that goes into all the decision making, and it's not possible to. And that's why they elect the officials. And so being able to bring to light why we made a decision for the best interest of everybody is really what I enjoy out of it. And then on a, you know, smaller levels, there's decisions that come across our table, you know, financially, whether it's to give money to a good cause, coming up with the reasons why mm-hmm. we can, you know, give that money out. And what I'm talking about, it could be as simple as Cheyenne Valley Friends of Animals, you know, giving them their yearly donation.
Yeah.
It's those small decisions that are still very important to many people. So being able to help a wide variety of people.
All right. There's a city commissioner, Ross Paul, who's just announced he won't seek re-election in June to the city commission seat that he now holds, but he'll seek re-election to the Valley City Park district seat that he does hold. Thanks for joining us, and we wish you all the best.
Absolutely. Thank you.
There is our Voice of the Valley for today.